The Baltimore City Council held its last meeting of February last night. WYPR's Emily Sullivan was there and is with us this morning to walk us through the bills that got introduced and the bills that got passed. As Emily, let's start with the former. I understand there is another charter amendment on the table?
Yep, that's right. Since the Healthy Holly scandal last spring, progressive city council members have been introducing what they call good government charter amendments. They say these amendments will boost transparency and accountability in City Hall. And last night, Councilman Ryan Dorsey introduced an amendment to change the very makeup of the city council. Right now, the council is made up of 14 members who represent specific city regions, and the council president, who is elected at large by city voters. Dorsey's bill would require the council to elect the council president themselves and add another local council member. Here's his argument.
We could elect a council president with a small plurality of the voters in the city. That's not a majority. That's not a democratic representation necessarily of people of Baltimore City. But allowing the council to elect the presiding officer may yield a different result.
At the council meeting 2 weeks ago, Bill Henry introduced an amendment that would drastically change the council makeup by shrinking it. Henry's amendment had very little support. Dorsey's has a bit more, but it definitely needs more council members rallying behind it in order to pass.
And of course, city charter amendments have to be approved by Baltimore voters. If this does make it through City Hall, when would voters see it?
The earliest it could appear on ballots is this November.
Okay. What else was introduced last night?
All right. So Baltimore City infamously relies on paper for a whole lot of its management.
But is it enough? I remember seeing headlines after the cyber attacks last year that the city didn't have backups and that paper copies of certain things couldn't be found.
Yep, that is exactly the issue. And an ordinance introduced by City Council President Scott at the request of the city's Department of Legislative Reference wants to change that. It do that by making the city abide by state law requirements for records management, which are stronger and more specific than current city protocol. It also established a city records management officer to make sure the city is actually sticking to these standards.
Let's move on to some of the items that passed last night, like a bill that repealed the so-called prohibition on playing in the street.
Sure. So having a catch or playing tag or any sort of playing at all is not prohibited on any city street, alley, lane, under current city code. So last night, a repeal of that code was passed by a very slim margin. Supporters of the bill said it was just a matter of getting rid of archaic policies that criminalize normal childlike behavior, while some detractors cited safety concerns.
And earlier you mentioned good government charter amendments. One of those passed last night too, right?
That's correct. The council passed a charter amendment that would make Inspector General Isabel Mercedes Cumming the executive director of the Board of Ethics, and also require that she provide staff to that board. The amendment supporters say this will allow for a stronger, more thorough Board of Ethics that could simply do its important job better. And this amendment will show up on voter ballots this coming November.
Emily Sullivan reports on Baltimore City government and other things for WYPR. Thanks for walking us through all this.
Thank you, Nathan.